And there we leave the BBC World Service and take you with us into Wednesday's programmes here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Our prayer this morning reflects on the nature of January, often regarded as a difficult month. Start the day on a positive note and look at it in a new way. That's coming up straight after news briefing. The shipping forecast is next, but first a look ahead to 9 o'clock.
In the new series of Sideways, Matthew Side hears stories of seeing the world from a different perspective.
From that moment on, I feel like my life and the way that I view life itself just shifted.
With episodes exploring the possibility of switching between realities.
Individuals can consciously navigate between these alternate universes, each offering a different version of reality.
And finding profound joy in the midst of terrible suffering.
It was just me in the moment of bliss in the middle of a war zone.
Sideways with Matthew Side starts this morning at 9 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now here's Stav Dineos.
Thanks very much, Jane. Good morning to you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency. It's 0505 on Wednesday, the 15th of January. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High Plymouth, 1036, expected Holland, 1036, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwesterly, 4 to 6. Showers, good. North at Cera, south at Cera. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, but 6 or 7 at first in north at Cera. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwest, 4 or 5, occasionally 6, fair, good. Tyne, Dogger, southwest 3 or 4, fair, fog patches in Dogger, good, occasionally very poor in Dogger. Fisher, German Bight, southwesterly but northwesterly at first in east, 3 to 5, drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, northwest 3 or 4, backing south or southwest 2 to 4, drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeast 2 or 3 later, drizzle, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, variable 4 or less, occasional drizzle in white, good, occasionally poor in white. Plymouth, south or southeast 3 or 4, fair, good. Biscay, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, fair, good. South Fitzroy, variable 4 or less, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest 3 to 5, fog patches at first in Irish Sea, otherwise fair, good, occasionally very poor at first in Irish Sea. Shannon, south 4 to 6, drizzle in north, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain or drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south or southwest 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, rain or drizzle, moderate or rough, becoming good. Fair Isle, Faroes, south or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, showers, good. And now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 5, 7 miles, 1026, now rising. Stornoway, southwest by south 6, 14 miles, 1020, now rising. Lerwick, southwest 7, slight rain, 6 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Lucas, west-southwest, 4, 9 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Bridlington, west-northwest, 3, 1030, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west 3, 1 mile, 1033. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 1 mile, 1034. Jersey, south southeast 1, mist 2 miles, 1035, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 2, 5 miles, 1035. Scilly Automatic, south by west 3, 8 miles, 1034, falling slowly. Valentia, south southeast 3, 8 miles, 1030, now rising. Ronald's Way, south by west 4, 6 miles, 1031, falling more slowly. Malin Head, south by west 4, 15 miles, 1027, falling more slowly. Now here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 15th of January. The general situation. High pressure over the channel will maintain settled conditions for the majority of the coastal waters, but with some drizzle and fog patches as well. However, a strong southwesterly flow will affect Scotland, with gales and rain for a time in the northwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 in northwest until later. Fair, occasional rain later in north. Good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 to 6. Fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 near Berwick-upon-Tweed. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 or 4, fair but drizzle and fog patches in south. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in south. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Westerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Drizzle and fog patches, mainly fair later. Moderate or rough, occasionally very poor, becoming moderate or good later. North Foreland to Selsiebil. Northwesterly 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming southeasterly 2 or 3 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsiebil to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly, backing southeasterly 2 to 4 in west, but variable 3 or less elsewhere, fair, good. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 2 to 4, but variable 3 or less at first in Bristol Channel, backing southeast 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in Cardigan Bay. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in east. Drizzle with fog patches, becoming fair. Moderate to very poor, becoming good. Isle of Man, southwest 4 or 5, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5, mainly fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. And that completes your shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in just a few minutes' time, but for now I'll hand you back to Jane Steele.
Thank you, Stav. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Wednesday, the 15th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. South Korea's suspended president has been arrested after a long standoff with police. MPs have warned that the nation is failing children who have special educational needs. In business, figures out this morning will show whether inflation has risen again. And in sport, a heavyweight clash at the top of the Premier League has ended in a 1-1 draw. South Korea's suspended president has been arrested on charges of insurrection and abuse of power over his attempt to impose martial law last month. Investigators and police had to break through blockades which were erected by Yoon Suk-yeol's security team to enter his official residence in Seoul. They also had to confront thousands of Mr. Yoon's supporters who had massed outside the compound. One person was injured in the clashes. Our correspondent in Seoul, Shaima Khalil, says it is a remarkable moment for South Korea.
This is the first time in the country's history that a sitting president is arrested. We heard from the Corruption Investigation Office that they were able to successfully execute the arrest warrant with police officers after hours of trying to get as close as they could and enter the presidential compound. The Yoon supporters are quite angry. Some of them said that they're quite upset. But then on the other side, it's a celebratory mood among anti-Yoon protesters who see this as a success.
Thousands of firefighters in Los Angeles are trying to prevent high winds spreading the flames which have ravaged the city over the past week. Forecasters expect the wind speeds to pick up this morning and say the situation will become more dangerous. At least 24 people have died in the wildfires and 12,000 homes and buildings have been destroyed. Negotiators meeting in Qatar have raised hopes that a Gaza ceasefire deal is close to being reached, which includes the release of hostages. Qatar's foreign ministry said key issues had been addressed, but Israel has cautioned that the deal is not there yet. Its foreign minister, Gideon Saar, said he believed that if an agreement was reached, any divisions within the Israeli governing coalition could be overcome.
I believe that if we will achieve this hostage deal, we will have a majority in the government that will support the agreement. I know there is a true willingness from our side to reach an agreement.
Medical experts are calling for a more nuanced approach when diagnosing obesity. It's largely measured using body mass index based on weight and height. But the Lancet Commission on Clinical Obesity is suggesting a new diagnosis called preclinical obesity, where someone may have excess body fat but is yet to develop signs of ill health. MPs have warned that what they call a lost generation of children in England could leave school without receiving the special educational needs and disabilities help they need. In a highly critical report, the Public Accounts Committee found the SEND system was lacking funding and failing to produce value